Balls. Geeks without balls. Balls.
Wait,
balls.
What? Welcome to Geeks Without God with Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we are talking about Convergence 2017. We all have a lot of stuff going on. We tell you where you can see us, and if you're not going, you probably don't care.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Tim Wick. I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, Molly Glover.
Hello.
And Nick Glover.
Hey.
And we are here on the eve of Convergence.
Ooh.
To...
I don't know. That's spooky. I don't know why.
It is. Yeah, it's Convergence Eve.
All nerd Eve.
Yeah. All nerd
Tuesday,
Eve.
Right? Is that that's the beginning of Nerdy Girl?
Yeah.
So it's Maudy Monday.
It's Fatter Tuesday.
It's Fatter Tuesday. It's currently Fatter Tuesday. Getting ready. Tomorrow's Hotel Wednesday. And then we start the Nerdy Girl on Thursday.
Nerdy Girl on Thursday. Yeah. With the convention coming up, we're just going to spend a little bit of time talking about what we've got going on at the convention. So hopefully we'll have a chance to see you there.
It's our fifth birthday.
It's our fifth birthday.
That's crazy.
We turned five. Geeks Without God turns 5 years old.
Wow.
At Convergence. And we're going to do another live podcast.
And we've never missed a week.
Not one.
Nope. And we've never missed a Convergence.
Not one.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
I have literally never missed a Convergence.
This is a milestone.
I've been at the Convergence pre-anniversary picnic and hoot nanny with wacky hijinks that was held a year prior to the first Convergence. I'm an old timer.
You were going to Convergence before it was cool.
All of us were going to Convergence before it was cool.
What, seven.
there were about 40 people at that thing. It was like a fundraiser thing that we were doing to try.
We've heard lots about it from Jeremy Stomberg. Other than just the usual. Whenever the annual how many Convergences have you been to. Posts start showing up on that Facebook group for the Convergence.
And, yeah.
There's always a few people who are like, all of them plus the extra.
And then there's always a few people that are like, well, I'd love to go, but you don't have for day passes.
Yeah.
Sure we do. They're $120.
They do.
Day passes are significantly cheaper if you buy them almost a year in advance. It's a pretty affordable
it's
way
a
to go.
Planned day pass.
But we don't need to have that.
Yeah, we want
conversation.
What?
Here.
And I know that we have listeners who don't necessarily go to Convergence, but you probably have a geek convention in your area. I hope some of you go to. I mean, we're geeks without God, right? You're listening to us because you're geeks. So
you
I hope
go to Convergence. Just listen to all the things you're missing out on, or I don't know, skip this one. We don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. But come and check us out. So 3:30 Saturday, we are doing our fifth anniversary live podcast.
Atrium 6.
It's the big fucking room.
We got to fill it, too. Otherwise, they're going to bust us back down to Atrium 3.
It's like the biggest room that doesn't have a name, I think, right?
Yeah, it's actually, seating-wise, I think it has more seating than the Bloomington or the Edina room.
Yeah,
so it is.
When we started, we were in Atrium 3. Yeah.
We were in the littlest room.
We were in the room that had about 20 chairs.
And it was Sunday morning at 9:30.
Yes, which was super fun.
Look out, main stage.
And now we're 3:30 on Saturday afternoon. We are big time.
Facebook memories just reminded me that that 5 years ago I was pimping it being at Convergence and like, oh, you guys, this thing we're doing, come check it out.
It's gonna be so cool.
Yeah.
So
gamble and risk. Yeah.
And this year we have we're still lining up one of our guests, but one of our guests is Joseph Scrimshaw.
Yay.
Maybe
the fourth.
Maybe
He's
never been live though.
He's never been live with us. So this is really fun. He's a really funny guy. He's doing very well out there in LA, but he'll be at the con and he's joining us. And we are working on securing a second guest.
Yeah.
Even as we record this podcast, we're working on it.
Facebook message was sent.
We might know by the end of the podcast.
Oh my gosh! If we do, we'll tell.
It's going to be great. So let's just start with what. With Convergence, instead of talking about this year first, what is just like the thing that you enjoy most about the con year in, year out? What's your favorite thing to do there?
I can start. So it is funny. Convergence is the only, I'm going to say 3 days of the year. It's not a full 4 days where I feel this way, but it's really the only 3 days of the year where I am actually at all extroverted. And I wouldn't say that I become an extrovert because I'm still exhausted after like just a few hours of people time. But it is one of the few times where I actually enjoy being around all these people. I like talking to everybody. I am not thinking about how I wish I was at home with my cat or anything. I'm actually really in the mood for it. And so I love it. I love being out and seeing everyone. I know it feels like I know half of the people there these days. Or even weirder, people who I don't know me because I perform a lot. And so they know who I am, and that's weird. But I think that for me, that's my favorite part, is that I get to be this different version of myself. I get to be a badge named Vu and out in the world and being that version of me who really, really has a good time. you'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
It's funny. I am an extrovert. And that's some of the stuff I love most about Convergence is, like, the most of Convergence, Molly and I, like, are spend together, either, you know, performing or on panels and stuff together, or, you know, we have a hotel room together and stuff like that, obviously. But there are a few times when you're on a panel and I'm not, or you're...
You stay up later than me.
Yep.
Or
you might like hit the sack early or something like that, and I might stay out a little.
Sometimes I just get tired of people and I need to go back to the room and play DS.
For sure.
Yeah.
And so I will then take that opportunity to like run into strangers and chat people up in line and stuff like that. And I always feel like I meet some interesting new geeky weirdos and have lots of conversations with. I have ex-roommates that I see like once a year at Convergence.
Smoker's like Paradise.
It's like, yeah, basically. It's like, I always get to catch up with those people, and that's really great. But I also love performing and being on panels quite a bit.
So, yeah.
What about you, Tim?
Those two, yeah.
Convergence is like the rock star shows, which is kind of cool. Yeah. It's kind of cool to be able to go there and do stuff that you love doing and just know that you've got the perfect audience. I mean, that's the greatest thing about the Vilification Tennis Show at Convergence. It's like they expanded main stage last year to like 800 people or something like that. And I was like, shit, we're never going to fill this room. And we were the only show that filled the room
last year. Was there overflow last year as well?
No, there was no overflow.
It was just on TV.
There was no overflow. It was on the TV. And we had by the end of the show, it was standing room only.
So they're going to stream CBGTV this year, which means that if you can't come to Convergence, you can see Vilification Tennis almost certainly.
Probably.
I'm not 100% positive, but I would say it's a good bet.
They've said they're streaming everything on main stage, and Vilification Tennis is on main stage. Therefore,
Friday at 10 p.m.
Yeah, Friday at 10, Friday night at 10 p.m. Yeah. You should check that out. But also, the Dregs have been performing there for years. We stopped because they moved the music venue. But this year, the music venue is in the hotel across the street instead of the hotel across the freeway.
Yeah.
So the Dregs are going to be back this year, and that's always
exciting.
Been a really good show for us.
Well, that's the shiny new Dregs.
Yeah.
You've got a pretty new lineup this year.
We do.
2.5.
Well, from the last time we were there, we have two new band members. Yep. So,
Dregs Yosemite.
Dregs Cheetah. Yeah. Anyway,
you guys are named after different types of sloths, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Different types of large cats.
But because we're lazy, it's just Dregs Sloth.
Maybe different kinds of chickens.
Different sins.
It would probably be more like different kinds of chickens.
Yeah.
So it's just that knowledge that as performers, this is our perfect audience.
Oh, yeah.
And you can make really deep cut jokes that you're like, nobody else gets it. And the entire audience here will laugh.
That is, I think, a big part of why I love the people part. Mm. And for me, I feel like I can be an extrovert, which is, it's similar to Renfest, because I always joke, Olive is an extrovert, Molly is not. But it's because I think when I'm Olive, I'm home. This is right. my house. This is where I, this is my stuff. Like, sure. I can do whatever I want out here. And the same thing is how I feel about convergence. I haven't gone to every single one, but this is going to be my, I think, 17th. Mm-hmm. So that's like going to all of them at this point, considering
that's acceptable. Populace, really. Yeah.
I mean, and so I feel like I fucking own that hotel for 4 days a year. Like, it's I know home. It's my home. It's my people. Even if I don't know you, if you're a convergence, you're my people, which means that you are an awkward idiot nerd who is obsessed over something. You're in a costume. That
except for you, Frank. You're not our person.
You know what, Frank?
Fuck you, Frank.
Frank's all right. But I think it's a big part of why I feel so comfortable and why I enjoy being around, even when it's like throngs of people and it's the kind of situation where normally I wouldn't feel good. It's they're my people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all my people. I'm not worried about anybody. No one's, I don't know how to describe it except that it feels like a gigantic family reunion of our tribe.
Yeah. Sure. It's fucking awesome.
And
so
we all know tribalism is very important.
So what, what's your least favorite thing? What's the thing that's a challenge?
The smell.
Yeah, all right. All right.
100% the smell. Because the majority of our people don't know how to wash their clothes, and their laundry machines cause their clothes to smell like mildew. And they don't notice it much, but then everyone heats up. And when you heat up and sweat, if you don't use your washing machine right, or your clothes have that mildewy just kind of residue in them, that smell gets so pervasive that coupled with the pool, coupled with all of the different body odors, just the smell is bad.
Yeah.
That is fair. That is fair. And we're not talking about all of you. We're just talking about you, Frank.
I'm not even talking about people specifically. It is people as a whole. It's not a person. It's people. And most of you don't know how to use washing machines. And that's fine. We can get into that another time.
I think, I want to say something like, the line for the elevator. Ha ha. But I think there's something more than that. And I think it's my least favorite thing about convergence is people that don't go to convergence ragging on convergence.
And yeah.
It's always in the lead up to, so like
talking a big game about how they don't want to go I'm not even going this year.
Yeah. Facebook and just the nerd culture in the Twin Cities kind of like gets to a rolling boil as June starts to pass, and as we approach July, it gets bigger and bigger and, frothier, and it kind of culminates in convergence happening. And then afterwards, everyone's got ennui and they're all let down and they're all kind of like depressed or whatever a little bit. And not everyone, but a lot of folks. But that build up to convergence, there's so much drama, and there's, cause everyone's excited and everyone's, invest.
You know, nerds are like that about a lot of things. That really pisses me off about it. Like when we had like May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
There were a couple of friends on Facebook who posted, I've never really been into Star Wars, and I'm like, you know what? Now's not the day to do that. Right. Let people celebrate what makes them happy, and don't come out and go, well, fuck you all. I never thought Star Wars was that great. Blah. And it's the same thing with people coming out and saying shit about, I just don't go to Convergence. It's not my thing. It's like, great. It's not your thing. Why do you got to tell everybody else that it's not your thing right when they're getting excited?
Now it sucks and I'm not going anymore. Well, okay.
We have friends that
we'll miss you.
We have friends that used to go, that used to run like party rooms and stuff that don't go anymore, and they don't make a big deal out about not going. It might come up in a topic of conversation.
Sure.
They might say, oh boy, yeah, that sounds like fun. I haven't been in years and I'm not going to go back this year, but maybe sometime.
Or they might even say like, Convergence jumped the shark. I'm done.
Yeah.
But they don't go to the Convergence group.
Right. They don't like go out of their way to go shit on other people's conversation like some people do. And when you've been on ConCom and you've been a volunteer and you've seen all the work that an organization that goes into the convention and how much consideration there is, it's very difficult for me to take anyone's criticism seriously when their criticism is like, fuck you, give me what I want, and not something constructive or something that's in some way trying to actually address the problem and not just address their anger.
Right.
I feel like people at Convergence are very willing to bend over backwards to try to accommodate people and plan, you know, oh, maybe not this year, but maybe next year, or, oh, we can't do that because of, you know, the reality of the situation that you're unaware of. And I get kind of tired of the same shit every year.
Yeah.
What do you not like?
I mean, my least favorite thing, it's also my favorite thing, but it's the party floor on Friday and Saturday night, which is fucking awesome. And also just
the first floor, because there's two party floors.
The whole thing. The whole thing the party okay. floor. And it's like, I love the parties, but it's just fucking crowded as hell.
Yeah.
And the majority of what's going on is people are walking into party rooms, finding out what booze there is in the party room, drinking it, and moving on.
Yep.
And so it means there's a lot of really tanked people walking around.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love the work that people put into the rooms, but I actually usually because I'm in like performances and shit until late at night on Friday and Saturday. I don't end up being able to walk around there until about, 11 or midnight. Mm-hmm. And that's when there's a lot more drunks. And it's like, I wish I could be there at like 8 when most of the parties are opening up and it's not quite as crazy. But, I mean, I still think it's great and I still think other people love it. But for me, that's one of those things that I'll do like an hour on the party floor and then I'll find a place to park in a room with somebody I like and not go back out into the throng.
You know, That is totally a huge pet peeve of mine at Convergence. It's related to that, Tim. The fucking people that are not spatially aware of themselves and how much room they take up. And they're like, they'll run into their friend at the bottom of the escalator and give him a big hug and stop and chat and have a conversation.
Yeah, fucking like, move 5 feet, son like of a bitch.
8 people grouped in front of the escalator, 7 of which are wearing bulky cosplay. It's like, I wish just everyone was a little bit more spatially aware of themselves and like the traffic flow and all that stuff. That's it really like,
yeah, that's
in
fair.
The moment, it really gets on me.
I think that bothers you, especially because you are a big guy who is used to fitting in and being aware of yourself and not bothering other people, you know, with your size and moving out of the way. But also, this leads into what I was going to say. Tim, you gotta just flip your perspective when you're on these party floors. This is the perfect opportunity to let your dick self out. Not your dick, but like to be like, you know. So no. So we both, Nick and I both do this a lot. For example, and we try to watch it because as we've discussed, same with Fest, like not to sound super like bougie and shitty about it, but like people know us. We kind of have not a brand, but you know, people know who we are. So like we're very recognizable, especially if we're both together. So we can't be dicks. But I mean, like, for example, and Nick's, you know, you come down the escalator and people are just stopped to very loudly say, "This is a great spot to have a conversation."
Yeah.
And then, or like, if only someone could move out of the way, or sometimes I will just scream, "Get the fuck out of the way."
Yeah.
This is the thing, because they're drunk, they're not going to remember. And so you can really, I like to get drunk people to high five me.
Oh,
I'm a big fan of that, because they will high five you over and over until they'll start being like, "Ow, my hand." You're like, "I know, more." And like, they can't help themselves, especially drunk guys. So just start thinking of ways to fuck with the drunk people, and it becomes way more fun. Because I'm usually not drunk at Convergence. I can't get drunk or I can't perform. I'm usually like just drunk enough and caffeinated to stay awake.
Yeah.
So it's more of a like, I'm hopped up on the energy of all the people and Convergence Molly tends to tell people to get the fuck out of her way.
Yeah, and the other thing,
but tipsy 23 hours out of the day.
Exactly.
The other thing about crowds in front of escalators that bug me, I mean, you guys know I move fast everywhere I'm going.
Same.
And nothing pisses me off more than somebody walking slow in front of me. It's just like, move to the right and let the fast people like pass.
4 abreast at a nice slow stroll.
I know. It doesn't matter what.
There are times that I will actually shout ahead of me, "Move, I have a panel." And I'm running from one to the other.
I mean, at Disney World, nothing pisses me off more than like a family of 4 walking shoulder to shoulder really slowly.
I'm like, we only know how to walk 4 abreast.
Get out of my way. All right. So anyway. What are you looking forward to? We'll go over a schedule super quick, but is there something this year that that you're doing that's got you super excited that is new or that you've done before that you're just totally balls excited about.
Well, we all got vilification tennis out of the way. Yeah. We're all going to be in that. You should definitely
mention
come to that.
Yeah.
Unless that's not your bag.
We're
in
also
case,
we're also again going to be doing judging a book, the three of us.
Yeah.
Which super great. We've covered that before. So, but what I'm really excited about actually is I am on the Dark Tower fan panel.
Oh.
And I'm really excited because someone else was tapped to be the moderator, which is wonderful. And she messaged us all and was like, hello, Quartet. They've chosen me to be the Din, which is just, it's great. It's super book language. And she's like, how much should we talk about the movie? And I answered all her questions with my, like, just to be straight up front. Like, I think that the only good thing about the movie is the casting. And I think the movie, because we're not going to be able to see it. How are you going to have a fan panel about a movie that isn't out yet?
When does it come out?
Christmas.
Oh, Jesus.
Make a big deal. Christmas.
You're nerding about something that's coming out that you're like, that's cool. I mean, there are panels like that every year at Convergence.
So I'm excited to be on this panel, though, because I'm on it with Jeffrey Hoffman Fretham, who is also he's probably one of the people who's as big of a Dark Tower fan as I am that I know. And then there's these other people on the panel who I don't know yet. I'm always excited to meet new fans, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun to, like, I honestly don't know if we're all on the same page about this movie or not. And I made it very clear in my email that if you think the movie looks cool, I'm not going to shout you down. Like, that's okay. We're all fans in our own way. But I mean, like, come on. I am very excited to find out why the fuck anybody might think that movie looks good.
Yeah, no doubt. I am going to be a mega panel.
It's a panel that is specifically against The Masquerade.
Except it's not this year because they moved mass whatever, and mega panel is from 7 to 9.
That's funny. Thing or nothing.
It's like an everything panel.
It's a fuck around panel.
It's a fuck around panel.
They used to call it hot dish.
Fuck around panels are, I know some people geeks and stuff like that. So I'm really looking forward to mega panel. I only have one like panel this year, like a legit non-performance panel.
Yeah, that sounds like a cool panel.
I was looking at
cosplay and
there's a Facebook thread going around just today or yesterday that totally, there's a local comic creator / like amazing player. I think it's Brianna Lawrence
she's
is on that panel.
Awesome.
I think she's moderating it, and I'm looking forward to being on a panel with her because we're just like Twitter associates at this point. But,
when's that?
She makes like ballroom gowns and stuff for different characters. The Fatness and Fandom is Friday at 11 a.m. in Atrium 7. All right.
Well,
the Gunslinger one, sorry. The Gunslinger fan panel is on, or the Dark Tower fan panel, excuse me, 3:30 p.m. on Friday in Edina.
3:30 p.m. I'm only on one non-performance panel as well. And I'm super fucking nervous about it. I was asked to be on it just to represent the atheist point of view. It's called Take a Pew Pew Pew, Organized Religion in Sci-Fi and Fantasy.
That's exciting.
And so I am, I'm the atheist. And then Lyda Morehouse and Caroline Simcox are the non-atheists.
Oh, Caroline's the bishop, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
she has a new book out.
And Bill Steitler, who is the moderator. So Lyda Morehouse
is agnostic, as we know.
Yes.
He's like a firm on that.
Lyda Morehouse, I think she's a Christian, the same as Caroline. But Lyda's awesome. I know Lyda and Caroline well, and I think I'm going to spend most of the ping as little as possible. The other thing that I'm doing that's really scares the shit out of me, and it is a performance panel. I was asked to be on it by Leo.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
I know, but I don't know anything about it. So, and then Shannon McGuire, who's one of the guests of honor this year, and then one song to the tune of another, and I'm hoping I get to pick because I already know The House of the Rising Sun.
Oh, that's funny, because I was just going to say you can do Amazing Grace to the tune of House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah, that, and maybe I'll just have to make it up as I go, and that's fine, but I'm still pretty creeped out about it. Exactly.
Brave and sure.
Yeah,
That's great.
What else is stuff that I've done before? But
I do too. I have one more I want to say.
Okay, fair.
Because I'm doing Star Wars Bank Brawl, which was really fun. But this year is Star Wars Counseling, where we have a problem with Star Wars that Joseph is going to help counsel us through.
Oh, well, he seems like okay.
Also, I'm not interviewing any guests of honor this year for their interview like I did with Joseph last year, which was the thing that was the most terrifying for me last year.
Yeah, they stopped doing that, which is...
Oh, did they?
Yeah, which is too bad. But that's and I get it, but it's too bad.
They're rules.
Yep.
Yeah. So, super quick, let's all go through our schedule, and then we're going to do five questions, and then we're going to say, please come and see us at Convergence. So,
Thursday night, Molly and I are going to be helping with a build at the Connie's Quantum Sandbox in Plaza.
Did you attack?
This year, we're building a spaceport.
Oh, nice.
To fit the thing. Friday morning, first thing when Connie's Quantum Sandbox opens, we're going to do Hull Breach, where Molly and I will be emceeing kids destroying a big spaceport full of ships and buildings and stuff.
Oh, that sounds
and
so much fun.
And it all out and set up another wave and send through... It's kids and colorable.
And if you want to come on Thursday, so it's honestly, believe me, no artistic talent needed. streamers and whatever else that's around, Sharpies and construction paper, drawing them to kick down and fall apart. Last year we did a bunch of stuff where we filled some of the tubes with, it's super fun, really. If you've got time on Thursday night.
So what time Thursday are you doing that?
Starting at 10
p.m. Yeah. It's the last thing they do Thursday night to set it up. And then the first thing they do Friday morning is.
Yeah. Because we're going to be there for a couple hours. Stuff.
So Thursday for me, I've got Big Fun Radio Fun Time at 6 p.m., which I've been doing for the last couple of years. It has gone back this year because I did this thing with a bunch of obnoxious D&D adventurers last year. And it's the characters. And last year they were dividing up treasure, and I'm still deciding. Dragon riding on an airplane. So that's at 6. I'm not in it, but I did write it. So if you like it, it's because I wrote a funny sketch.
Closing ceremonies, the actual ceremony part, the scripted bits that are not the sketch. I got it. Opening is hosted by Paul Cornell, and closing is hosted by Bridget.
Work with Wendy Bowlesby and Chris Jones, who kind of run the
Friends of the Show.
Yeah,
Friends of the Show. And then at 8:30, I am hosting SmackDown 27. Here it is, Robot Rampage, and I'm very excited because we have Bridget Landry as one of our guests, and I'm not sure if we're going to have Pathfinder, but I really want Pathfinder to be one of the robots just because she worked on Pathfinder. And also,
a probe is technically a robot, too. Pathfinder versus Cassini.
Who's one of the guests of honor this year will be on that. So that's exciting. That's Thursday night. All right, Friday.
I also talked a lot about some of those podcasts here, like Limetown and Pleasure and Black Tapes and things
Ghost
like
Photos.
That. Come. So if you want to, if you like fiction podcasts.
Right, Friday, quick. We got a quick go through these.
I've got the Fatness and Fandom panel at 11 a.m. on Friday.
Yep, Dark Tower fan panel, 3:30 at the Eddie Dinah.
Then I'm in Bloomington.
Tim and I will be at PowerPoint Karaoke. I believe we're both judging.
I think Sharon Steitler's another judge.
Yep. And then right after that at 10.
Yep, Vilification.
Like, for Vilification.
If you aren't at, I don't know if they're clearing the room anymore. I don't know if they're.
Previous
So if you come
show.
To PowerPoint Karaoke, you can stay for Vilification Tennis.
Yeah.
Or get in line. I'm not shitting you at 9 o'clock for Vilification Tennis because the line starts around 8:30.
People were tailgating the line last year, which was super. Yeah. That's super flat.
And usually the performers, we try and so it'll
then
be fun.
Right after that, I run to Atrium 6 for Killer Bees.
Oh, yay.
Let's see. It's usually Joe Scrimshaw, me, Kelvin Hatley, Eric McEwen. I don't know if he's here. Jerry Belich and a bunch of people. And the key, so there's all of the music and dialogue from a bunch of B-movies that we've never seen, and we don't know what they're going to be. Everything. So it's actually more, it's super fun every year, and we're usually really, really.
It's a super fun panel,
coming off fresh from a Ville, too.
So the only thing I have that hasn't been mentioned yet is in the Edina
on Saturday
on Friday.
Oh. On Friday.
So we're moving on to Saturday now.
Saturday.
Yeah.
So
conspiracy panel that the three of us are doing with Jeremy Stomberg.
Yep.
Is this the fourth
it's
year?
The
conspiracy theories.
Yep.
And then the people who control the world. And then we formed a cult last year. This year it's our abduction.
We've been told to be expected to be probed overnight on Friday night. So right away.
Panel.
What? I actually got probed.
I
thank
don't
you very
know.
Much. Opted monologue.
I don't think it was very funny. Anyway.
But we're on.
Do you have anything before or between?
I'm sorry. I haven't a clue at 11 a.m. and that's the British game show panel with Lee Harris and Paul Cornell and Carolyn Sim. Geeks Without God live.
Geeks Without God.
Fifth birthday. We should bring a cake. Cupcakes
we can all have
even.
Gluten now.
Gluten.
And then on Saturday after that, we've got a mega panel for us at 7 p.m.
All right.
That's what we've got next. Mega panel. Mega panel runs at 11:30 p.m. I've got Star Wars counseling with Joseph and Jeremy.
And I at Seth Gill.
What's your topic?
Whiskey.
Hey. Oh, see, now this is great. He picks a topic. And then he always wants somebody who's like an expert and somebody who's a total noob. I guess the whiskey noob.
I'm the whiskey noob.
Are they going to make you try whiskey? Oh,
I don't
my God.
Know.
Please let them make you try.
Before, and I hate it. But
of
anyway.
Of course you do.
So I'm on that. It's fun. I've done Obsessed with Joseph a couple of times, and I've been his fun.
It's a good show. And for Sunday, I have nothing, and neither does
well.
Like, we are
I'm not done with Saturdays. I am doing the Dregs performance at 11:30.
Oh God, you guys got a nice late slot.
We really like the late night slot because
yeah, Dregs fans.
Yeah, it really is.
It's good for Dregs music too.
It's good for Dregs hat.
We haven't really done.
I appreciate a new chicken song, if only if it replaces an old chicken song.
Do you have anything on Sunday at all?
Yeah.
What do you have?
I have 12:30. I have Art Impossible. Get a bunch of artists, and Dawn Krasnowski has been my co-host. She can't do it this year, so it's actually chat with the audience, and we use our talk with the audience to get ideas for their 30 minutes. In the past, we've done things like, "Hey, there's going to be a new doctor. Design that doctor's costume."
Ooh.
And other times we've been like, "All right, you get to design really a cool art panel," and it's
that
a lot of
like
fun.
Sounds like a nice way to spend a Sunday afternoon
shift. So it's 12:30 to. Like 3, 2:30 or 2.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
It's pretty chill and it's pretty fun. And then we all have part at the 5 o'clock closing ceremony. Then you guys co-wrote the closing ceremony.
We did.
The ceremony.
Yeah. Also, if you guys are going to Convergence, I have no affiliation with this at all, but the USS Nokomis does a blood drive.
Oh, yeah.
And I've donated blood the last few years. It is a great time. I love it. They're real fast. You need to make an appointment, and they'll probably have that going around on Facebook soon. If we see it, I'll share it on Geeks.God, but they usually have enough people to sign up. There was one year I got turned away because I didn't pre-register for it, and they were full up, but if you've been looking for a time to donate blood and you're eligible, go for it. It's super helpful.
If you donate blood, then later on when you're going around the party rooms, you get drunker faster.
That is confirmed.
So last question before we go to five questions. Are you two cosplaying this year?
Fuck yes.
I've got one costume this year.
All right.
The least number of costumes I've done since... Well, in years.
I have two costumes and then like a costume dress that I just found out is shipping from Darling Army.
Oh, nice.
It's a made-to-order thing I ordered back in March
or
something. So I'm really excited to get it. It's a Han Solo pinafore cutesy dress.
Oh, fun.
But then the two costumes I'm doing a Neon Joe Werewolf Hunter cosplay. He haunts werewolves. It's an Adult Swim show that you should see if you haven't. It's fucking hilarious. And then
where
I am going to be.
Where would you say that accent's from?
It vague. and then I am Tim. I am going to go as a Korok.
Oh yeah.
I got a full body camo morph suit, and I'm making a big mask, and I'm going to just be a Korok.
Oh, I'm excited.
I pulled out a piece of foam for you to check out.
Awesome.
It's thinner, but it's bigger. Like, I think it'll be like.
I of course.
To match Nick.
Who I'm going as the old man.
Oh,
Breath of the Wild, who gives you the glider?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a later reveal, old man in Zelda games. You know, it's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
Yeah, it's super, super traditional and awesome.
The Breath of the Wild version is a bit updated, but
he made such a cool lantern staff.
We realized that on that birch.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
Yeah. So I realized that if you look at the old man's shirt, breeches, and moccasins or boots. They are, it's 90% of my beefcake costume.
It really is.
Festival. So I talked to a friend of the show, Kyle Decker's wife, Amy, who's a very talented costumer, who made my beefcake shirt. She's making me a red overshirt and like a black hooded like capelet to wear on top of that. And then I made the leather bracers myself, which
look amazing.
Were really fun to make a new skill project for me. But the best part is the... overshirt and the hooded like capelet as two separate pieces, both double as beefcake costume pieces to wear separately.
Totally.
So everything I've commissioned for my con costume, the two pieces, will be useful out at
Renfest.
Oh,
yeah, that's great. And
so,
I,
that's exciting.
I, of course, am probably not cosplaying. It, for me, it's always about, I just don't have the time to put stuff together.
Yeah.
But I keep, now I'm, now I like want to come up with a Zelda costume just to match you guys. But I,
be a Korok!
I wish that would happen, but I probably won't. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll get you, you could just wear, we could get you like, they make like Sheikah t-shirts. You can just buy like a champion's tunic.
I want to go as a guardian, but yeah. I don't know how that. I,
walk around with a laser pointer and just pointing at people. And
go, yeah,
Buckethead Tim.
Do 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 do.
Paint it. That's all you need to do. Yeah. Bucket on.
Anyway, yeah.
You could go as that construction worker guy. I'm just saying.
Wilson,
like a pink bandana, like open.
Comb your hair back.
Comb your hair back.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. All right, so. That's that. We got to go to five questions. Molly, yeah. Who do we have five questions from?
We have five questions from Patreon subscriber and former guest Felicity Cousinitz.
Cousinitz.
Hey. Now, I will tell you, Felicity did this just right. She put that she was a Patreon subscriber in the subject line of her email. So I saw it right away.
Yeah.
She's saying, be like Felicity.
If you're a Patreon supporter. She if you're says, not, you should become a Patreon supporter.
She says, congratulations on reaching your third set of five questions.
Awesome.
And she has the Peanuts theme behind her.
Question number one. Which conspiracy theory do you find the most interesting?
I have always enjoyed reading about secret societies. So my pick is the Bilderberg Group. It really does exist. Oh. But beliefs about its influence are highly exaggerated. I recommend John Ronson's book, Them, Adventures with Extremists, which was my first exposure to this group and the people who obsess over them.
This is great.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
I'm excited. I don't know about this.
Question two, what is your perfect two-week vacation?
I would love to spend 2 weeks touring Australia and New Zealand. I'd like to see all the Hobbit stuff,
yeah.
But mostly I am interested in all the animals that are unique to this region of the world, except the spiders. I would pay extra to make sure this vacation was absolutely spider-free.
That would be really challenging.
Oh my Felicity. God.
There's a, like, there, it's like, you know how they always say, like, oh, everything in Australia is trying to kill you? There's a tree native to Australia that if you fall asleep under the tree, you won't wake up because of, like, the sap drippings and
Jesus
stuff.
Jesus Christ.
Will, like, poison
it's like
you.
The
it's like, yeah, it's like the sleep forever tree type deal. And, like,
also drop bears.
Yeah.
Gotta watch out for those.
Yeah, those are legit.
And they have big spiders.
Big aggressive spiders.
I hope by The Hobbit, she means Lord of the Rings. I just, that's my own personal
I'm
thing.
I'm guessing,
but
well, so
they also shot some of The Hobbit.
Oh, no, I know they did. I know they did. The
Hobbit stuff, you know, like, smoking weed and eating.
The thing that fascinates me about New Zealand is the fact that they basically have no native mammals. So birds have taken up pretty much every niche in the ecosystem that mammals.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I mean, they've introduced mammals and
well,
that's a big
yeah,
fucking
got
problem.
A lot of sheep there.
Well, and it's not, they introduced some mammals that are now killing the birds and it's a huge
like
problem,
people.
But yeah, it's still kind of cool.
It's like that Simpsons where Lisa brings the frog and then like, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
So totally. Question number three, what is a book or movie that changed your life?
Since Tim requested more movie answers.
I did.
I have settled on The Crying Game.
Oh.
Before spoiler warnings were a thing, I still recall that promotional material for this film encouraged people who had seen it to keep the secret. It was the first time I can remember feeling the thrill of being completely surprised, and it was from the revelation about a character that comes in the middle of the film, not a last-minute Shyamalan-style plot twist, although I like those too. Mm. I also like to think this movie influenced my attitude toward trans people when any representation of them in
God,
media
spoiler.
Was scarce and more likely to be like Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Or do you want a size 12? All right.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah. That's
a good answer.
Question number four, what's the geekiest thing you've ever done?
This one requires a bit of backstory. In the 80s, there was a series of books created by Steve Jackson, the Fighting Fantasy Game Books, which were a cross between Choose Your Own Adventure and role-playing. A spin-off of these was a four-volume series called Sorcery, This was a continuous adventure where each book could be played separately, but completing each gave you an advantage in the next.
Huh.
Several years ago, the company Inkle began adapting these as games for iOS and Android. Each one was more complex than the last, and I spent literally months playing and replaying the third game, which added a time travel element. When the fourth game was announced last year, I responded immediately to a call for beta testers and set out to do as thorough a job with Game 4 as I had with Game 3. I was rewarded by being named one of 5 extraordinary beta testers.
Yeah!
A free coffee mug, as well as a free copy of the finished game.
Ooh! Oh,
that's super cool.
That's great.
Of course, you already played it, so the free copy.
Here's a link.
You could send to us.
That's super cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a neat concept. All right.
I have met Steve Jackson a couple of times, and he is a hilarious and weirdo of a dude. Well, like, he's great.
He's the reason, like, the Principia Discordia and all that shit is still in print.
Yep.
He's because he used Steve Jackson Games to publish all the crazy Bob Dobbs shit. He's a lunatic in the best way.
And lunatics are awesome. Question number 5, what's your favorite hangover cure?
I mainly suffer from nausea when I have overindulged. Usually I just chew Pepcid Complete tablets until that feeling goes away. On a recent trip, however, I didn't have any with me, so I grabbed a pack of Zantac at a convenience store and took 2 before bed, followed by 2 in the morning. Fastest recovery ever.
All right, Zantac.
That's exciting because, you know, I wonder now if your nausea was caused by over acid belly, because when my stomach is too full of acid, alcohol or not, I tend to get nauseated too, so that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Felicity ends with, even though I have early access as a Patreon subscriber, I rarely listen in advance because I don't ever want to outpace your release schedule and be stuck without an episode for the week. Keep up the good work and always punch Nazis.
Thank you, Felicity. All right, well, we have been Geeks Without God. I hope we do get an opportunity to see you at Convergence this coming weekend, or maybe you listen to this early and you're like, I am going to Convergence in 2 weeks and I'll see you there. Or maybe you're listening to this 3 weeks late and that's okay too, because you probably saw us already.
We still love you.
Yeah. So if we don't see you at Convergence, we do hope you keep listening and check us out on Twitter. There have been a lot of stuff we've been posting on Facebook lately and we've gotten some feedback on that. One final note. This is the downer note. I'm just going to say we live in the Twin Cities, and this week as we were recording, there was a stupid fucking verdict in the Philando Castile case. Yeah. We talked about Philando Castile about a year ago. I live about a mile away from what is now a shrine to him. And I'm just going to close out this podcast on a super positive note by saying Black Lives Matter. Thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Thank you.
In case we didn't name drop enough, Joseph Scrimshaw, Jeremy Stomberg, Lee Harris, Caroline Simcox, and so on.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. You can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod, and you can even like us on Facebook.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Put on
Just shish it up with some fur or something.
Put on a leopard.